The other day, I was thinking about something. And this is something, of course, that most of you are familiar with. As you may know, it is not uncommon for international broadcasters like the BBC, World Service, Voice of America, and others to have people who speak the native languages that they're broadcasting to. Now, let's take English as an example. If you listen to the Voice of America Africa service, yes, you will hear English speakers who happen to be from Africa. They have the local accent. The same goes for the BBC World Service. Now, this is not an uncommon practice. Almost every international broadcaster has done this at some point or another. In recent years, we've seen China Radio International hire native speakers from Australia, the UK, the United States, and Canada to target English-speaking audiences. There are, however, some broadcasters that haven't delved into this world yet. And it got me thinking, what would happen if one day the managers at the Voice of Korea in North Korea came up with the idea, you know what, we need to have native speakers to broadcast in English to the United States so those imperialists could understand us better. Now, imagine what it would be like if they said, we're just going to get on a plane, we're going to head to Los Angeles, and we're going to see who we can kidnap from a Los Angeles radio station to come here in Pyongyang and improve the quality of our English language broadcasts. Well, this is how it might sound. Hello everyone and welcome to the Voice of Korea. It's very nice to have you with us today, coming to you from Pyongyang. Yes, Pyongyang, the beautiful capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Coming up on today's one-hour broadcast, guess what we have for you? We have the wise words. Yes, the absolute wise words of Kim Il-sung. And then we're going to be reading excerpts of a book that was published in 2000 called Kim Jong-il, Hair is Here to Stay, as he gives us his insights to the expertise of hair design. And then we're going to be hearing from North Korea's own Justin Bieber. He's almost like Justin Bieber here, and that's Kim Jong-un. So, we have this and much more, including some rocking music from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, like this one, Get Your Dancing Shoes On. Oh, baby!